BBC Audio presents The Archers Vintage Highlights. The Archers was launched to the British public on the 1st of January 1951, following a pilot week in the Midlands region on the BBC's then Light programme. It has since become the longest-running soap ever. The familiar dum-de-dum theme tune, a maypole tune by Arthur Wood, known as Barwick Green, is the signal 6 days a week for its millions of fans to stop everything and catch up with life in Ambridge. For those who have started listening in more recent times, as well as those long-standing listeners, this collection brings together some of the early storylines from the 50s, 60s and 70s. Here are some of the most memorable moments from Ambridge history: Grace Archer's tragic death in a stable fire, Tom Forrest's arrest for manslaughter, the wedding of Tony and Pat, the birth of Phil and Jill's daughter Elizabeth, and their subsequent worries about her heart, and the shock of Jennifer's illegitimate baby. As these are all vintage, original recordings, please note that for some of them the sound quality is reflective of the time they were created. First, we start with Grace and Phil. The story of their courtship and all-too-brief marriage is one of the most famous stories to come out of The Archers, and reverberations are still felt now. Here, Phil is examining Fairbrother's poultry this morning when Grace approaches him and reminds him of her earlier statement, that she would like to work.
You remember what I said when you first brought me home in the car from London?
What, about taking over Jane's job, you mean?
Yes. Couldn't I?
Probably be quite a big help if you really want to do the job.
I do, Phil, honestly.
Well, if you told your father, what does he say about it?
He didn't seem particularly worried. So here I am reporting for duty.
What, dressed like that?
What's wrong?
Nothing. You look marvellous. The slacks are smashing and the sweater's just a job, but they're far too good for working clothes.
Well, I thought they looked rather nice.
Oh, they do. I'd like to have you about the place permanently like that, but if you're going to work, well, you'd need a new outfit every week.
Well, I wasn't proposing to start this morning.
Oh.
I merely wanted to be formally introduced to the poultry. Mm-hmm. Then you can have me in dungarees and leather jerkin if you like.
Fair enough. Well, look, I've just been forking over this litter here. I'll explain all about it in due course, but the chief thing is that it means less work in cleaning, watering and feeding.
Oh, yes.
And I'm also culling a few of these birds. You can do it if you like, Grace. You're very good at wringing necks.
Heavens, no.
Oh, I'll have to do it myself, then.
Why do you wring their necks?
To kill them, sweetie.
No, you amaze me. Now, that's what I call a most instructive answer.
Oh, I get you. You mean, why do I kill them?
Yes.
Well, you see, their laying days are ended. I can't afford to keep them once they're like that. They take good grub and they show nothing for it. You don't just feed them for the pleasure of having them around a place, you know.
Gosh, lucky for us, the human race isn't governed by the same rules.
Eh?
Just think of it. Instead of retiring and spending your last few years in idleness, you just trot along to the local neck-wringer to finish you off, because you're not earning your keep.
An awful thought.
Oh, by the way, Phil.
Yeah?
Daddy asked me particularly to tell you to pick up Jane at the Bull at 11.
11?
Yes, he wants you to run her and her baggage over to Hollerton Junction.
Oh, yes, yes. All right, Grace.
He phoned her up this morning and told her he'd arranged to have her picked up.
Oh, very good of him.
Well, that's all I had to tell you. After lunch, if you've time, perhaps you'll show me something about feeding the hens.
I say, Grace.
Yes?
Why don't you come too?
Come? Yeah. Come where?
With me to pick up Jane and take her to Hollerton.
Me come? Why, what on earth for?
Well, I thought you might like to, well, see her off. I mean, the sun's shining and it's not a bad morning and... well, won't you?
Well, I'm not sure that my presence would be appreciated.
Oh, yes, but it would.
By whom? You?
Yes.
Safety in numbers, hmm?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, I'll come.
Good.
Pick me up at the house about 11:15 and we'll go down to the Bull together.
Yes, right there, Grace. I'll be there.
Oh, good morning, Phil. Morning, Miss Fairbrother.
Hello.
We've called for Jane in her baggage, Sam. Where's she put it?
Oh, it's gone, Phil.
Gone?
Aye, and so she.
What?
Half an hour since. I had car from Ollerton picked her up.
Hired
car? Get up. I don't understand. My father told me he'd phoned her and told her she'd be picked up.
Aye, I know, miss. I took the message myself and told her.
Well,
why didn't she wait then?
I don't know. She seemed a bit thoughtful.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?